بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما الأحاديث في فضل الجهاد فأكثر من أن تحصر فمن ذلك. Still in this chapter of jihad, after mentioning a few ayats of the Quran Sharif further, the compiler of this hadith says there are very many hadith on the virtues of jihad, and I mention just a few of them. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي العمل أفضل قال إيمان بالله ورسوله. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, which is the best of all a'mal? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Iman on Allah and His Rasul. And of course, this Iman refers to Iman in its reality, not just the words of Iman or the picture of Iman, but that Iman is truly in the heart of a person. قِيلَ ثُمَّ مَعَذَا. And then it was asked, after that, which is the next greatest amal? قَالَ الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to make jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. As we had mentioned before, it depends on the occasion and the person when these questions were asked and when these answers were given. So this was at the beginning of Islam, when jihad was so important in order to establish the Islamic Khilafat. So at that time, Iman is the most important. After that, jihad was the most important. So قِيلَ ثُمَّ مَعَذَا. And then it was asked, what after that? قَالْ حَجٌّ مَبْرُورٌ. Hajj, which is mabrur, in other words, that hajj in which there are no gunas in it. That was the next amal Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam referred to as the most greatest and honorable. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه says قلت يا رسول الله I asked Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم أي العمل أحب إلى الله تعالى, which is the amal, the action which Allah Ta'ala loves the most. قال الصلاة على وقتها. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said namaz on its time. ثم أيٌ. And then I asked, what after that? قال بر الوالدين, to be good to one's parents, to treat parents in a good way. قلت ثم أيٌ. And I asked, after that what? قال الجهاد في سبيل الله. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So yeah, the sequence has been changed. And the first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, which is the best amal, is namaz on its time. This is like a person who according to the person who asked the question, perhaps if he is not so regular with his namaz on time, so that is the first thing that will be stressed for that person. A person perhaps who does not treat his parents properly, so that will be stressed at that time. So according to the occasion, the various things have been given preference in sequence. And a person who doesn't make his namaz on time, then it can be easily understood the great weakness of the rest of his deen also. That if he doesn't make his namaz on time, he makes his namaz qada, he doesn't make his namaz with jamaat, etc., then other matters of deen will be also very weak. If a person doesn't treat his parents properly, then you can understand that he won't treat anyone else properly. The parents have got the first right, and if a person can't be good to his parents, be sure he won't be good to other people. And if a person doesn't make effort for the establishment of his deen, make sure he won't make effort for anything else also. So if these three things are in order, the rest will also come in order. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه says قلت يا رسول الله I asked O Allah's Rasul أي العمل أفضل, which is the best of all أعمال. قال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم replied الإيمان بالله والجهاد في سبيله. To have Iman on Allah Ta'ala, proper correct Iman, and then to make jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لغدوة في سبيل الله أو روحة خير من الدنيا وما فيها. One morning or just part of a morning, a few seconds also, in the path of Allah Ta'ala making jihad, or the evening, or part of the evening is more better than this whole dunya and whatever the dunya contains. So this is when a person makes jihad in the path of Allah, even just a few moments are so valuable, and the rewards of them are extremely great. So, and this, that it is more better than dunya and akhirat. It is mentioned also, if a person makes dua of maghfirat for somebody, just a simple dua, somebody who has passed away, oh Allah forgive him, just so much also, that person gets the reward which is more better than the whole dunya and what the dunya contains. Really, we don't understand what the great value of akhirat is. Just by the way, one of our friends, Haji Ahmed Hussein of Heidelberg, passed away yesterday. He was suffering from cancer for some time, and a few days before he passed away, he saw his son-in-law, Maulana Ahmed Siddat, who passed away about just 4 months ago. He saw him in a dream, and Maulana told him, "What are you wasting your time in dunya? That is a place of difficulty, hardship, tension, pressure. Come away here. There is great, great enjoyment here." So the akhirat, we cannot compare the dunya with the akhirat. Then this little jihad, striving in the path of Allah, morning or evening, is much, much more valuable. And also we can see how much namaz was stressed. That we should make our namaz, make it with jamaat. That is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most important, that make namaz on time. But today we don't give preference to namaz, even if it is some other deeni matter, we give that more importance. Namaz is the most important. After iman, namaz is the most important. And then to have this the spirit of jihad within oneself. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.